News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government has received $3.79 billion from the World Bank to further boost disaster and climate risk management in Jamaica. Finance and Public Service Minister Audley Shaw and World Bank Country Manager for Jamaica Galina Satirova signed a loan agreement at the ministry's offices in Kingston recently. The loan will support the administration's ongoing program to reduce the incidence of environmental hazards over a six-year period under the bank's Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP. The DVRP, to be implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, comprises four components. These include technical assistance for improved disaster and climate resilience, risk reduction, contingent emergency response, and project administration.
The government of Jamaica reiterates its appreciation for the continued successful partnership with the World Bank in the critical area of disaster vulnerability management and risk reduction.
The finance minister says the administration looks forward to other collaborative efforts in support of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. Pay-as-you-earn PAYE workers whose income now exceed the previous tax threshold of $592,800 but who earn up to $796,536 are to receive a refund from their employers. Chief Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ Maris Horton is encouraging employers to make the necessary adjustment during the course of the year. This is in keeping with the Income Tax Employment Regulations Section 14 of the Income Tax Act.
What they'll be doing is making an adjustment to the persons who they ought to be paying over. So they'll be paying less for those persons to accommodate the payment of the persons who are eligible for a refund.
Ms. Horton, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, said the process will not cost employers. She says employers may choose to make a lump sum payment or to do so on a monthly basis up to December. The Ministry of Health says it will be seeking alternate sources of funding for healthcare financing. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the World Health Organization indicates that at least 8% of the country's gross domestic product GDP should be going toward health. Minister Tufton says 3.3% of the GDP from government coffers goes towards financing healthcare, and if private sector provisions are added, it moves up to 5.9%.
The statistics suggest that healthcare is underfunded. And as a consequence, we cannot provide the type of facilities or the delivery of services that we would like to provide. Health financing, for example, is a major focus of the administration. As I indicated in my presentation, the government is committed to universal access. But the current budget, we have stated, is difficult to accommodate all the demands that are on the system.
Minister Tufton says part of the plan will include greater effort to collect private health insurance and the establishment of a national health insurance scheme, NHIS. He was speaking at a post-sectoral debate briefing recently. And the government is to take several steps to reorganize the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says recent audit reports have uncovered far-reaching deficiencies within the agency, which have resulted in considerable losses.
We have separated ourselves from the entire management staff of that company and look at repositioning it, remissioning it, and realigning the entire housing institutions to see how we can, in fact, engage the private sector in achieving the targets for housing.
Minister Chang was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament last Tuesday. He says the government will examine how it can reorganize the relationship between the various institutions involved in housing, such as the Urban Development Corporation, National Housing Trust, Jamaica Mortgage Bank, and HAJ, to prevent what has emerged as intrinsic corruption in the sector. He expects to restore HAJ to viability in 1 year. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.